This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now, thirdly, this may surprise you, we need to take forgiveness seriously. We need to take forgiveness seriously to the point where David says, I fear God because he's the one who forgives. New motivation for fearing the Lord, not because he's just the creator, and not because he just put the planets in perfect gravitational orbit and he created this whole human body that's a miracle unto itself, and the miracle of birth and all the things that we can talk about that are miraculous in connection with the human body. We fear him because he forgives us. And he has forgiven me. We take forgiveness seriously. And that's a word for somebody today. And verse 6 says, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. When a watchman guarded a city from the wall of a city, you say he was looking for bad guys to show up. Yeah, he was. But you know what he was waiting on more than anything? The light. He was waiting for dawn. Talk to anybody who's worked security at a place and they work the night shift. They're waiting for the sun to come up. Talk to people who've been at a hospital all night with a loved one. What are they waiting for? There's a sense of hope that comes when the sun comes up. And so many people have said, well, if we can just make it till morning. There's nothing magical about the morning in terms of medical response or anything, but there's something psychological and spiritual about seeing the first light come through the window. And he said, I wait for the Lord like the watchman waits for the morning. Marianne Bregowski is from North Carolina. She's a sixth grade language arts teacher in elementary school or junior high, whatever that falls into, middle school. She's a parent now with two children, and I'm not going to even tell you her story. It wouldn't serve any purpose. She had some stuff happen in her past that she's not proud of. And she had a lot of grief because of things that happened in her past. But she said that her mother always did something that was visually and psychologically important. Her mother always left the front porch light on, always. And her mother even told her as a young person, I do that for a reason. I want you to know when that light's on, you're welcome to come home no matter what. The light being on in the porch for our home, this home, maybe not mean anybody else, but this home, it's a symbol of more than just leaving a security light on. It means you're free to come home. She never appreciated that until the time came in her life when that light meant something. And she had to pour out to her parents what had happened, and they wrapped their arms around her and said, we love you. We don't care what's happened. We love you. The light's on. You say, why are you telling that story? For this reason. This is a picture in Psalm 130, the light's on. With the Lord, there is forgiveness. And that's why he's to be feared. Let me quote Marianne Rogowski. She said, leaving the light on means the kind of love you have for your children because you are their last line of defense when life becomes too much to bear. My children, now 11 and 9, are quickly approaching the murky world of adolescence. And though I know it doesn't resonate with them yet, I have told them the story of the light on at the house. And while I too would like to believe that they will never need to come home with their heads held low, I assure them that home is a place where love is given no matter what. When the world seems darkest and they need it the most, they will understand why I leave the light on. The light is on in the kingdom of God. And it's in the verse that says, with the Lord there is forgiveness, and he is to be feared. Well, we conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you'll tune in to hear a powerful illustration as we wrap up. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.